Hey, Donald X, what is the story behind Tunnel?
Okay, I thought I would tell the whole story of when you discard this because it seemed relevant. So when you discard this was such an old idea that there it is with a gold bar instead of a coin symbol, one of the oldest Dominion cards, the very early days. And this card is called Stables, says gain a card costing two or less, and when you discard or trash this, plus one guard. And so everything about this card is weak. It gains twos, which you're unlikely to want on lots of boards, and then this bonus for discarding or trashing it is so small. But that was the initial idea. And in the still old days before the game had come out, I'm pretty sure I had tried a new version of it, Stables, plus two cards, plus one buy, when you discard or trash this, plus two cards. And that looks way more reasonable. It does something useful when you play it, and it gives you enough of a bonus that maybe you're excited. And this card, nevertheless, did not find its way into any expansions for a while. It just sat around in a file. And I think it tried out, I think it got put into Hinterlands when I was first working on it. Hinterlands started out as Hinterlands plus Seaside is one set, right? It was the second expansion, and it had cards that did something next turn and cards that did something when you gained them. I broke it up into two expansions when I tried doing the expansions as smaller as 16 cards. And then when I switched back to 20 and then 25, when I switched back to 25, I kept them split up because there was plenty to do for both of them. And a bit of the history of Hinterlands. And so I think at some point in there, Hinterlands had this Stables. And I don't really remember why it died, because still looking at this card, it looks like a reasonable thing to test, see what it did. It can loop because you could discard the same Stables multiple times a turn, but because all it does is draw cards, that seems fine. Anyway, Hinterlands then instead tried out Swamp Hag. For whatever reason, I didn't want Stables. So I tried out Swamp Hag, and this is plus a card, discard a card, each other player gains a curse. When you discard this from your hand during an action phase, plus one card. So again, we have a bonus that's way too small, but the card is making sure that it's always useful because it discards a card. So you could discard another Swamp Hag, as if that would be delightful, but you do get to do it. And so then there's the second version where I upped the bonus to plus two cards. And I guess at that point I decided it was a little strong because there it is at four. And finally, it says your action phase. I had the concern about militia, that being confusing. And we didn't like that card much, and so it died. But I still knew I wanted to try when you discard this. Hinterlands had a filtering sub-theme that's not especially visible. These days, all the original themes of Hinterlands are invisible, and when you see the expansion now, I'm guessing people will think, oh, it's the reactions expansion. And that was certainly the idea of adding the new reactions to it. Even though it only has six, I mean, it's a noteworthy thing. But no, it had themes and it had lots of cards for them, but they're just hard to notice. And so one was filtering, and which was the other Swamp Hag was doing too. So I still wanted to try to get a when you discard in this. And I decided to try a bigger effect. So we have plus two cards. You discard this other than during a cleanup phase, which is again, so you're not discarding it from play. You may reveal it if you do gain a gold. Plus two cards is a sufficiently weak effect. And this was a card I wanted to discard. I didn't want to play it. Like I bought it to disc. If you buy it to get plus two cards, that could totally happen, but that's not too exciting. So if you buy it to gain golds with, you're not using the plus two cards. That didn't matter. So I changed it to two victory points, which is doing something for you when you don't play it. And there it is, Tunnel. It was also pushing this idea Hinterlands had at the time, because Hinterlands didn't have such visible themes. I decided I would give it three victory cards, three treasures, and three reactions. And so Tunnel was contributing its part there. And it was a cool thing that this card has two pieces that to players of the day both seemed impressive, but which secretly were worse than they look. And one is, it looks impressive that it gives you two victory points for three because you compare it to a state, which is one victory point for two. But a state is bad, so you do not wish to actually compare it to a state if you want to know how good it is. And then you discard it to gain a gold, and gain a gold seems so much better than it is. And it's this thing that it was the one big secret I had for a while from the Dominion community was that they had not realized yet the power level of gain a gold. And it's not that you don't want to gain golds. In fact, there are lots of games where, yeehaw, I'll gain golds with this. Nevertheless, people really overrated that. So Tunnel looks like this crazy powerhouse. What in the world is he doing? When in fact, it's totally fine.
Hey Bards, what do you have for us today?
Goons, goons, a magical card. The more you have, the more it's hard to keep your scoring under control. As payload, it fills every role. Goons, goons, departed too soon. Collection strength is more in tune. It had to be? I cannot agree. Oh, goons, my heart yet mourns for thee.
Thank you, Shara, for that heartbreaking tribute to Goons.